language, but he was soon playing in bands that were opening for legends like Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, and John Lee Hooker, and eventually performing around the world from Russia to Malaysia and from Europe to Hong Kong. His solo debut, Bluesman, was released in 1994, and his critically acclaimed sophomore release, Second Chance, was released in 2002. He released three more solo albums, including 2017's Back to the Shack Retro Collection, which earned him an Independent Music Award nomination for Best Blues Album. West lived in Vancouver for more than 20 years, and his 2012 collaboration with Vancouver rapper City Real, Good Morning Blues, earned a nomination at the 2012 Western Canadian Music Awards for Rap/Hip-Hop Recording of the Year, and West was a five-time semi-finalist at the International Songwriting Competition. From 2013's Life is a Journey, this is the late, great Wes Mackey with I Got the Blues.
Got the blues, I've got the blues. Got the blues so bad now, baby, right down to my shoes. To my shoes, down to my shoes. Got the blues so bad now, baby, right down to my shoes. I miss you so bad. Why did you run away? So bad, I just can't see. Good God, it's a misery. Well, every day, every day I get up and I know you've gone away, gone away. Good God, it's a misery. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it will take to make this heartache go. Make it go, make this pain go. I don't know what it will take to make this heartache go. I missed you so bad. Why did you run away? I missed you so bad. I just can't see. Good God, it's a misery.
Mama told me. City, you better take care. Smell the dangerous stuff in the air. Everyone you see is wearing a frown. Mind your business, keep your head down. The world's going crazy and you're in a stew. You wish there was someone looking out for you. I got your back. I got your back. It's a plain and natural fact. I got your back. Stroll through the jungle, make no mistake. The bush is a lion, the branch is a snake. So many things wanna eat you alive. Keep your cool, you'll survive. If you don't like the cards that you've been dealt, better get the equalizer out of your belt. I got your back. I got your back. If there's a sneak attack, I got your back. We'll be right back. pleasant, the weather will change. Streets familiar now seem strange. Evil faces in disguise, lurking shadows hide their eyes. No need to put your back against the wall. Don't even have to make a call. I got your back. I got your back. Don't you worry, Jack. I got your back. I got your back. I got your back. If there's anything you lack, I got your back. City, you better take care. Smell the dangerous stuff in the air. Everyone you see is wearing a frown. Mind your business, keep your head down. The world's going crazy and you're in a stew. You wish there was someone looking out for you. I got your back. I got your back. As they close in on your track, I got your back. I got your back. I got your back. If you're just about to crack, I got your back. I got your back.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Closing out that set from their 2012 release, I Got Your Back, we had Jake and Gate, better known as Jack Lavin and Gary Colliger, with the title track. Vancouver blues legend Jack Lavin turned 71 on Sunday. He was born February 19, 1952 in Chicago. Raised in a musical family and influenced by the likes of Lloyd Price, Chuck Berry, Ray Charles, and Nat King Cole, Jack credits the Rolling Stones for introducing him to the Delta Blues and leading him to discover and appreciate Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, and countless others. An accomplished harmonica player, bassist, vocalist, songwriter, and producer, Jack eventually made his way to Vancouver and co-founded the Powder Blues Band with pianist Willie McAlder and older brother Tom Lavin on guitar. In 1981, they won the Juno Award for Most Promising Group and were nominated for Album of the Year for their debut release, Uncut. In 1982, Jack was nominated for Composer of the Year for Thirsty Years, which also was nominated for Single of the Year. After 5 years of touring and recording with the Powder Blues, he left the band in 1983. In 1985, Jack signed on as jam host and band leader at Vancouver's Yale Hotel, and over the next decade brought in and played with blues legends like James Cotton, Amos Garrett, Otis Rush, A.C. Reed, and Lowell Fulson, and established the Yale as the blues bar in the city. Jack continues to write, perform, and produce in and around Vancouver. Before that, from Blues Caravan 22, recorded live in Koblenz, Germany, we had Katie Henry on lead vocals along with Will Jacobs and Galea Volt with Bury You. And I Got That Set started off with the late, great Wes Mackey and I Got the Blues from his 2013 release, Life is a Journey. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from Finland's Yuri Canisto, this is his 2022 single, Bald Man, Hairy Women.
I monkey. My money died. I'm a big old Cadillac, a 70 Coupe de Ville. Give that sucker four rubber checks. $100 bill, no more walking. Mama, slide on in. You've been waiting quite a while, so let's cruise another mile. Slide on in.
Thank you.
Closing out that set from their 1968 release, A Long Time Coming, we had Electric Flag featuring the legendary Mike Bloomfield with their cover of Howlin' Wolf's Killing Floor. Legendary blues guitarist Mike Bloomfield passed away 42 years ago Wednesday, February 15, 1981 at 37. A rich kid from Chicago's North Side, Bloomfield began playing guitar at 13 and a year later made his way to the South Side clubs, eventually performing on stage with the reigning bluesmen of the day. He was the lead guitarist at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival when Bob Dylan shocked the crowd with a driving electric set. A year later, Mike Bloomfield teamed up with Elvin Bishop and Paul Butterfield, forming the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and releasing their self-titled debut. He left the band in 1967 and formed Electric Flag, which played at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival, and then played with Al Kooper on one side of the 1968 Super Sessions recordings. Stephen Stills was called in to finish the second side of the album after Bloomfield left. Mike Bloomfield was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2012 and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 as a member of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, Mike Bloomfield placed number 22 in 2003 and number 42 on the 2011 revised list. Before that, from their new debut EP, Welcome to the Smokehouse, we had Wasega Beach's Rosie's Smokehouse Deluxe with Walkin'. And I got that set started off with Finland's Yuri Canisto and his 2022 single, Bald Man, Hairy Women. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, it was 55 years ago Monday, February 15th, 1968, that harmonica legend Little Walter passed away at 37. While he may not have been the first man to amplify the harmonica, he was definitely one of them, and his swooping, searing approach and use of distortion put the harmonica to the forefront of the band like never before. Little Walter changed the way every musician has approached the instrument since, just as Charlie Parker did with the sax and Jimi Hendrix did with the electric guitar. Walter's shooting star career began when he left home at 12. He made his way to Chicago in 1946, and as a teen, made an immediate impact on the Maxwell Street Strip. He joined the Muddy Waters Band 2 years later, helping to make it the Chicago blues band by which all others would forever be judged. In 1952, he made his solo debut with the instrumental single Juke. It topped the R&B charts, and over the next 6 years, Little Walter charted another 14 top 10 hits. He was an inaugural member of the 1980 Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has two albums and two singles inducted, was nominated for four Blues Music Awards, and in 2008, Little Walter was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the sideman category, making him the only musician to be inducted solely for his harmonica playing. From 1954, featuring the legendary Robert Lockwood Jr. on guitar, this is the one and only Little Walter with You Better Watch Yourself.
Watch yourself.